Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports. This is Tony Rice. And one of the things we always love to do is highlight the successes of our amazing local talent. And amongst the jewels of that crown is remains unbeaten, professional boxer Ollie Career Perfect, Punch Perfect Patterson. Welcome back to Verum Sports.
Thanks, Tony. Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, it's always a pleasure. Like I say, you're a jewel in the crown of the local sporting scene, Ollie, and humble to boot. Well, Whippers back in time a couple of 3 weeks. February the 16th was the last bout and remaining unbeaten. Were there any nerves going in? I know it was a long time out, but I guess it was just awesome to be back doing what you love.
Yeah, it was. It was obviously, you get bound to get nervous. It's part and parcel of it, but it was excitement as well to get back in there, especially after being out for a little while through injuries and stuff like that, and come through the fight unscathed sort of thing. And if I'm honest, I would have preferred more rounds. It was just a four rounder just to get me back in, but it was a four rounder against a tough opponent. We took a good test to come back into it. So ideally against someone like Harry Matthews, you want more rounds, because he is a tough fighter. He's durable, and he's been in with some good fighters, so he can start pretty quick.
Well, again, it's interesting there you brought that up. I was going to ask you, the opponent there, Harry, has mixed it at a decent level. He's been an English champion, and again, you know, this was no mug that you were there, and remains nine wins from nine, literally, Ollie, career perfect.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people were saying to me after, why did you take that fight? A lot of the reporters and stuff that were there on the night, they said that they found it a bit of a risky one to take as the first one back. But I sort of thought it showed my, my ambitions for the future as well, because we don't want to just take, easy fights that we're sort of going to be, 95% favourites to win. We want to be in there with people that have, been at a good level, fought top fighters, and are going to test us a little bit.
Absolutely. And as always, I love the fact that you've made home from home. Obviously, as we know, London Coney's own. But it seems to me that the historic York Hall, Bethnal Green, is kind of your home away from home.
Just
remind us of the history, the heritage, and I guess the vibe of that night, February the 16th.
Yeah, of course. It's an iconic venue, and some of the fights that have taken place there, you can tell just everyone that comes to the fights after speaking to them that they love the atmosphere and the vibe that you get from York Hall. I think, like, no matter what, where you stand or sit in that venue, you're going to get an amazing amazing view.
It's very much a boxers type arena, isn't it? It's really got that kind of, almost in a good way, kind of claustrophobia sense, I feel.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you feel like when you're in there, you feel like the crowd are just like right on top of you. But it is a good feeling. It's, they get, especially when the fans get behind the fight and the atmosphere, it lifts the fight.
Absolutely, and we know you, Ollie, it's always, whilst never taking the eye off the immediate, always with a vision as you build nice and patiently. So obviously 9 from 9, as we discussed, career perfect. I guess quite keen to build on that momentum and move things on. Have you got your next bout lined up?
Yeah, so we're back out on April 20th. This time it is a different venue, actually. It's Lee Valley. So fighting down there on a decent card there as well. There's a couple of ex-European champions fighting on the same bill. So it'll be a good show, that one. And as I say, my milestone of 10 professional fights. So looking to step up opponents again, get a good opponent in, and hopefully 6 to 8 rounds fight as well.
Hey, sounds excellent. And as you know, we're going to build up towards that as we ratchet towards that date, April 20th. But get it in your diaries, get thinking. And Ollie, I know you've streamlined things, getting things nice and easy these days for us to show our support. What's the website?
It's punchperfectpatterson.com.
Fire away with that one more time.
So it's punchperfectpatterson, PATTISON.com. And if you go on there, you can purchase fight tickets, and you also get to read a little bit about my last fight and also what's next.
Hey, sounds perfect. And in the meantime, I guess, you know, your own gym builds a pace, and always the fascinating YouTube work that you do. I tell you, you're one of the hardest working men that I know, Ollie. I'll raise a glass to you, sir.
Try to be.
Hey, that's it. I always remember this one when I talk to you. The Gary Player famous one. Funnier, the harder I work, the luckier I get. And I truly believe you deserve the rub of the green, but you're making it very much a reflection of your mastery of your craft, Ollie. What can I tell you? It's always great to chat to you. I'll look forward to building up again, as always, towards that April the 20th bout. But for now, this very weekend, from me, from all of Verona Sports and all in the St. Albans Arena, wishing you every continued joy and success. Look forward to chatting to you very soon.
Thanks, Tony. I really appreciate it.
Speak soon, buddy.